If this episode of Supernatural didn't scare you guys or creep you out, then I have no idea what's going on because I was scared. Katie was scared. We're bringing everything Supernatural to you, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
are we still kind of like creeped out a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, look at the lights.
It's like a music video in here right now.
Bam, you.
I sent Katie a Snapchat last Friday of my puppy Rutherford and I riding with one of my really good friends, Mike, and his dog Buki in this 67 Camaro, jamming out to Carry On My Wayward Son because
pretty cool.
It felt like home. It felt like Supernatural because we're talking about Supernatural with you guys. Here at AfterBuzz TV, Season 12, Episode 4, American Nightmare. And this is seriously going to be my nightmare tonight. I am going to have horrible dreams tonight about this.
Yeah.
You guys, my name's Lindsay Wegner. You can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And tonight I'm joined by Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
And Alexis isn't going to really be able to join us on our show for the most part because she has a super early morning on Fridays, but hopefully she'll get to make a few guest appearances, come and hang out or give us a call or something. If her work schedule changes, we're stealing her back for sure.
Yeah, and you guys can still tweet her and tell her what you thought about the episode because she's definitely watching.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. She loves, she misses us already. She told us we're her favorite band.
We miss her.
Shh. Don't tell anyone else. Okay, let's not keep whispering. Although that would be equally as creepy as this episode. I'm seriously was in shock the entire time. Katie, thoughts?
Yeah, it was creepy, but it was also good. And I don't know, like in a creepy way. You know what I mean? I thought it was a great episode.
It's probably one of my favorites, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah.
And it was dark. It was scary. I feel like I need to shower.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to wash sins
away your
off
sins
of me right now.
Well, it's good that you just want to wash away the sins with a shower and not whip your back and, you know, all of those extreme measures.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about what's going on in Mason City, Iowa tonight on Supernatural. There's a girl, Olivia, and she's walking down the aisle in church, and she's got the stigmata going on where she's got the nail prints through her hands, through her feet. She's got the scourging, the whipping on her back, and then as she makes her way towards the altar, as she's speaking in some foreign language, tongues, which we later find out is Aramaic, she's got the crown of thorns marks on her head, and then she just, like, falls into the ground.
She was being crucified without actually being hung up on a cross.
What a way to go.
Yeah, what did you think, though, initially was happening to her? Because we kind of discussed it all, like, is it a demon? Is it
a witch?
I mean,
God isn't here, and as a Catholic, Jesus gave his life so that all of us may live, and he took away the sins of the world. So I'm like, this isn't God trying to show us something. Is this Lucifer defying God and trying to rile God up and get him to come back down?
Yeah, but Lucifer is at the bottom of the ocean.
He is, but who knows? What if he somehow can send a minion? What if they're still carrying out his work?
But the demons, there'd be the black smoke.
I know, would be, but there was, I didn't know what to think. I was genuinely scared. I didn't know. I saw Stigmata a long time ago with Patricia Arquette. It was really creepy. Reminds me of this. I mean, it was just scary. What did you think it was?
I didn't know, but I was thinking maybe witchcraft.
You thought witchcraft?
I was with Dean a little
bit. Okay.
You know? I mean, that's what, there's no black smoke. You know, the angels are all up there. I don't know. Made sense that Dean was thinking witchcraft.
Do you think that Rowena would have been a part of that then, or no?
She's gone.
She's gone.
She wants her vacation. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to hear about the Grand Coven or all the people involved in that, but...
You guys got to write that in.
Maybe they have it in the works.
I hope so.
Maybe season 13.
So Sam and Dean, this priest claims that it's the devil's work, which we obviously know isn't true. He said they were speaking in Hebrew. They think it's Aramaic. And the words actually mean, save me, oh God. Dean ends up calling Cass, who says that heaven is still, like, in its lockdown or whatever, so there's no rogue angel. In fact, Cass and Crowley are hunting together, hunting Lucifer together. And to make matters worse, Lucifer has now taken on Vincente's body, which Dean is like, this is 80s butt rock. And Sam's like, well, I kind of liked it. The third album wasn't bad.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that was all really, really funny. He hearts him and he texts Dean also texts Mary, who doesn't respond.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know whether he should call her mom or Mary.
Really torn up about it and angry, you know, kind of. But
feels abandoned.
Yeah, abandoned again. And that makes me sad. And I think he should feel that way. I mean, I think it's rightfully so that he feels that way. He's confused. He doesn't want her to leave, but he also thinks it's probably weird for her. So she needs to kind of work through it. And he's trying to work through it and come to terms with the fact that she's needs some time. I love, though, about that Crowley, and Cass are working together, an angel and a demon. Mm-hmm. And they actually really make a good team.
They do, because, you know, Cass isn't really going to let Crowley go, you know, do anything completely horrible. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Crowley's going to teach Cass a few things or two. So I feel like we might get another little side of Cass. Like, maybe he's going to be a little bit more badass this season after hanging out with Crowley for a little bit.
I wanted more of their shenanigans in this episode. That just would have made the episode.
I feel like we're going to come back to that.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I wanted it now. I was like, oh, yeah, they're working together. That's probably hilarious. I want to see what's going on.
And Cass does mention that Rowena has sent Lucifer to the bottom of the ocean, so we do know it's not the devil making this work at this point. Mm-hmm. So the boys go to the morgue, and they find out that it is stigmata. And the only connection we can make is after they go to Olivia's office, which she works for Child Protective Services, they meet her, it was her
employee.
Not her assistant, an employee of the company as well, Beth, who's a Wiccan and has some, like, candlelit or something in there.
Positive vibes.
And Dean right away says, it's the witch, she's doing this because she wants, you know, the cushy office job.
Yeah.
Now, because you were already on the witch theme, did you think that...
I wasn't suspect of her, though, but I still felt like, well, what could this be besides witchy things? But I wasn't suspect of Beth in particular.
Okay. Well, we do find out that, you know, the grocery store clerk also gets killed, and the only connection they can make from this is the Petersons, who... Olivia was their social worker, and then the grocery guy delivered to this house. They don't have electricity. They live in the country. They're growing their, you know, their food. They have a farm, animals, you know, a buggy, as Dean calls it, which he jokes around and asks how fast it can go.
But even though, you know, there were no electricity, no car, they're living on a farm, they're growing their own food, but they have this kid drive groceries over still, things that they can't grow. But if you are true to that, aren't you supposed to only eat and maybe, you know, drink milk from cows on your property? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know that there are actually Amish people in one of the towns in Wisconsin that I'm close to, and they have the horse-drawn carriage.
I used to go there.
And no electricity.
I used to go there when I was a kid, and I used to go get the toys that they'd make in the shop. So fun up in New York.
I guess it depends on how serious they are about it, because I know some of them, for their farms, they do allow electricity for the barn, to keep the barn warm for the animals and stuff like that. So I think I don't know exactly. I'm not quite sure. But they also find out that Magda, their daughter, had gotten sick with pneumonia, and the mother had said it was God's will, and she ended up dying from pneumonia. Yeah. So the boys want to investigate. They want to go farther and deeper into this.
When they showed up in sweaters, what I loved about this episode is that they were three different. Number one, yes. You know, they started out as priests. Number two, they're agents again. And then number three, they're Child Protective Services in sweaters. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And different names for each of them. De Niro, and then I can't remember the other two later on.
Penn and De Niro were the
Penn and De Niro
fathers.
And then later on it was,
I can't remember the agent's names.
The one in the house, it's going to drive me nuts. If you guys remember who those guys were, what their names were when they got to the Peterson's house, it's going to drive me nuts. So if anyone remembers that, let me know. So they do get to the house. Sam's asking Dean about why he's upset about, you know, Mary. And Sam says maybe she just wanted to kind of go off on her own and she needed some time alone. She's going to come back better.
I love that he's so understanding.
And Dean just doesn't want to believe that. He's like, he wants to be angry.
Yeah, he needs to work through it.
He's got to work through it on his own, too. Mm-hmm. What if she doesn't? Oh, Dean's worried, what if Mary doesn't come back? I think that's the thing that he's really, really worried about is what if she leaves and then they don't know what happens to her. Say she disappears forever. They don't really. Well, I think he's more worried about the consequences. No one remembers right now. Okay,
maybe that alone time, you know, working your stuff out alone is better, and come back together
and come back stronger. Yeah. I mean, the boys have done it multiple times and do come back better. Their relationship's better. They're more into the hunt. They're more focused. Sometimes you need that time. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. We do see a motorcyclist who sees Sam and Dean's car, takes a look at the license plate, and then keeps going while they are at the Peterson's house in the middle of nowhere. They're talking to Abraham, who's the father, and he was a computer programmer at one time. And he asks, only 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then he quit his job. And they're trying to fix their carriage, the wagon, to call it. I'm sorry. So Dean is helping Dad and Elijah with the buggy, and he feels kind of like he's connecting with them, and son's helping the father do this. Meanwhile, Sam is inside talking to the mother, who admits that this picture, it wasn't what it seemed to be. The father worked 80 hours a week and drank when he wasn't working.
There was a lot of substance abuse going on.
Mm-hmm. But she was popping pills.
The first alarm was that she called them they. They weren't happy. She looked a little insane when she was talking about all of this.
This is where, in my opinion, we took it to a whole level. I mean, if the stigmata didn't start us out dark, this took us to an even darker place where she's talking about how horrible they were and how she started popping pills after she got in an accident, and it just kept going and the pain got worse. So then she turned to God, and her kids were ungrateful, but they were really great at texting and all this stuff. So now they live a life that's about God. They're being homeschooled and all of that.
Yeah.
And God told her to live a life of simplicity. And
the pain will go away.
And that God has a plan for all of us. And Sam is getting more and more agitated as she's talking, and all of a sudden he just goes off on her and says that God didn't kill Magda, that she did. As Dean and Abraham and Elijah walk in, and they are... Dean's face?
Yeah, he was...
You made it earlier.
What's going on?
Might have been a little much, Sam. Reel it back in. Slow it down, buddy.
He was having a nice conversation outside.
He did. It was all peaches and roses outside.
Yeah, he's coming to understand that they just wanted a more simple life. Mm-hmm. It's too complicated out in the technology world. People are either, you know, just, what do you say? He's like stuffing their faces, or they're sitting or shopping. And then if they're not doing that, they're just sitting in front of computer screens, which is so true.
It is.
When he was saying all those things, I'm like, yeah, what is that about?
But think about if the roles were reversed. And Sam was outside with Dad and Elijah. And Dean was inside with the mom. I think Dean would have popped her.
Yeah.
I think Dean would have killed her instantly. It was good that they were with their respective people, because Sam was at least could remain slightly more calm than I think Dean would have taken it the other way. Because Dean, the next thing we see Dean talking about is the fact that he's going to go kill Beth.
Yeah.
on a hunch, and Sam's going to stay there and study these people and kind of try and find more clues and use the EMF and see if they can figure out, because he's thinking that Magda is killing these people.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't that easy, but I didn't think she was going to be alive down there in the basement.
I didn't think she was going to be alive. So the next thing we see is that, you know, this great camera angle, and it shoots underneath the door and goes down into the basement, and we see a girl laying there with, like, her back just whipped and ripped, torn apart.
Oh, I just got the chills because she was singing, I've got the joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
Down in my heart.
Guarantee it's like a church. It's a church hymn that her mom was trying to probably get her to sing to try and get the devil out of her. Yeah. But once again, as if Supernatural didn't turn the dark factor up and then turn it up again, they literally like just completely like
did it
right there when we see her alive in the basement with these whip marks, which I'm assuming are from the mother.
Right.
Which little do we find that, no, the mother dare lay a hand on her. She's making Meg to do it herself.
Yeah. Do you think the mom really stopped taking all those pills she said she was taking?
I do believe she did.
Okay.
I do believe she did, but I believe that she's completely psychotic.
Yeah. Because she has to still have pain then.
She did, and she said she did. She said, I do still have pain, but it's manageable, or it's, I pray.
Weird.
It was scary.
Yeah.
So when
the boy was looking through the window as the mom was she praying at all? She was
just reading the words that later on we heard Olivia say, we heard the grocery store clerk Ricky say the same things that she was saying. Meanwhile, as she's doing this, she said that she, you know, Magda has let the devil out, and that the devil is doing work through her, and that she's killed these people.
Right. And when the boy was looking through the window, did you think, oh, this is the first time he's seeing it, or did you think he knew?
At first, I thought that the dad and Elijah knew nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that their sister really died, and the mother had covered it up really, really well. As soon as I saw that he saw them, I figured, no.
Everybody knows.
He knows it's been going on, and this is just, you know, them... He's worried about it because now they have two new social services people coming. So it's starting to be a little bit fishy. Maybe right. Now we're going to question things.
Right.
So we do see Magda continuing to whip herself. Sam is scoping out the barn, the farm, and he overhears Abraham telling Elijah. Oh, Elijah telling Abraham that mom is doing... No, other way around. Abraham says to Elijah, mom is doing God's work.
Yeah, well, Elijah said that to Abraham.
Abraham said it to Elijah after Elijah explained what was going on.
Abraham's the dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He was explaining it to Elijah, saying they'd come for mom if they knew, and she's our cross to bear, meaning Magda. They
Here's
have to take care of it.
I think about this. You can't play God. So the mom is kind of trying to play God and punish the girl. So then I don't think she's living by this life that she wants to live by.
But I don't think she thinks she's punishing her. I think she thinks that she's beating the devil out of her.
But she's in punishing her. She cannot be God herself.
In her warped mind, she believes she's helping her by getting her to pray and by torturing herself, because perhaps then the devil will leave. It's the same thing as, have you read A Child Called It?
No.
It's a story about, I believe it's David Pelzer, I'm not sure. It's a story about abuse that this little boy endures for years under his mother's hand, where his dad watches and eventually leaves. But the mother forces him to sit in scalding hot water and eat dog food and eat his own vomit. And she believes she's teaching him to be better and to not be a bad boy.
No, you're punishing somebody.
You're punishing someone, and in this case, this woman's playing God, like you said.
Right, and the dad's allowing that to happen, so then he's got a warped mind,
too. But he thinks that it's, once again, mom's doing God's work. This is what God would do. God would try to get the devil out of her. So he's twisted and thinking this whole thing. But the mother is obviously the dictator behind all of it, because she's the one who made this decision, because we find out... let's get to that. First off, we get Creepy Dean. at Beth's office.
Hiding behind the door.
And, like, the light. It's super dark, and he's super creepy there.
I know.
And she mentions that she hates her new job. She hates that it involves more work, even though she's getting more money. She doesn't enjoy it, and so Dean feels like, oh, well, I just made a mistake.
I wonder what he said to her, though. We never got that answer. She's like, what are you doing here, agent? And he looked like, I really don't know how to answer this question right now. He's trying to come up with something.
Something flirty, which is hence why she gave her phone number.
I guess so.
For sure. I would give him my phone number, too.
Gets a lot of numbers.
He does get a lot of numbers. But I do have to admit that I mentioned to Katie while we were watching, Sam, I don't know if you guys have noticed this. I saw somebody, like, recently on Instagram. It, like, showed up in my, like, things that pictures you should see or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody, a bunch of the Supernatural fans had posted this picture of Jared Padalecki, like, from the side. So you can, like, see his, like, abs and how fit he is. He looks really super fit right now. Yeah. He looks thinner. He looks a little bit more chiseled. He, like, looks fantastic in his suits. He doesn't look as, and he never, ever looks heavier, out of shape, or anything like that. But he looks like he's toned down to more of a basketball player build than I would, like, say, like, a nice, like, buff, like, football player build.
Yeah.
He looks really good right now. And normally I'm all about the Dean man, but
they Sam's, both look good?
They both, all the time. I mean, they just never turn it off.
Yeah.
Magda, okay, we've got the mom reading to Magda. She's still whipping herself. Sam is seen by Abraham and Elijah. Elijah's pulled a gun on him. Abraham knocks him out. He's now locked into the basement with Magda, who calls herself the devil and says that he's inside of her, and he lets her do things and she hears things. And Sam asks her what she can do, and she moves this cross off the table, and he says, you're not the devil, you're just psychic. And he admits he was able to do that, to try and connect with her and let her know, you're not evil. You do have this power, but you can control it. Don't let it control you.
I felt bad for her.
I felt bad for her, too, because she's been so brainwashed by her mother to think she's some horrible person when she's not. But she calls even being a psychic evil.
Yeah.
So well, she's not even willing.
She's heard a lot of stuff from her mom.
And she admits that she could read Olivia's thoughts. And she just was smiley and happy, so she thought that Olivia would be able to help her. So she tried to reach them and speak to them. And instead ended up killing her and Ricky.
End up doing that. You just, it's all out of control.
I think by repeating the words that their mother was telling her, she couldn't control.
Because usually she's hitting herself as she's repeating those words. So she's hitting them on accident. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know she was doing it.
Or maybe she's hitting herself, but by the words and by processing it, focusing on Olivia and Ricky, the pain and the actual physicality of it are going to them. That's what I'm
okay. guessing. As opposed to like, hey, help me, I'm in the basement. Yeah.
Save me. Which she was saying. And she technically killed them, but I believe it was definitely on accident. There was no malicious intent behind any of it. Mm-hmm. And then it's dinner time.
Yeah. And I knew she was trying to poison them.
Did you?
I knew it. I was like, there's something in there. But here's the thing. If you kill yourself, you're not going to heaven, right? So the Bible says. So these people that are about to kill themselves but want to live, you know, and she said that, right? She said, we're going to go to heaven and be with God. No.
I think she's looking at it as a sacrifice to God to save themselves from the devil, so this is better. She's twisted.
Yeah.
She's completely warped in her own mind and she's brainwashed herself.
Yeah.
Which we kind of find out a little bit more. Before they got to Mason City, Iowa, they actually were living somewhere else, and Magda really wanted a cell phone, and she got really mad at her mother. And ended up jerking the wheel into oncoming traffic, which is what caused the car accident in the first place that forced her mother to take the pills. So her mother has blamed this whole thing on her, saying the devil was inside of her from that moment on because she was able to control that, even though it was her being psychic.
Do you think she actually got so mad that she accidentally jerked the wheel, or do you think the mom just lost her mind and she was on pills at the time and was just like, I'm just annoyed with you, and mom accidentally did it?
I think Magda controlled it with her mind not intending necessarily for anything bad to happen, but wanted to, like when you see these telepaths, somebody mentioned earlier that she tapped into their minds. Somebody mentioned Carrie a little bit earlier, where Carrie wasn't necessarily doing anything bad until the people were hurting her. Mm. And then she just
lashed out.
She lashed out. So here, her mom's not letting her get what she wants. Right. So she lashes out and throws a tantrum and instead jerks the wheel into traffic. The mom ends up starting to take all these pills then. Right. I don't know if they did mention that she was a pill popper, but I didn't know if that was before the accident. We definitely know it was after.
I think it was before, though. Because she said she was taking
pain meds after. She was addicted and she was in her own, throwing up in her own vomit or laying in her own vomit.
Okay, maybe, maybe it wasn't before as well.
So she said, pain purges sin. And Sam says, no, that is not the way this works. And she tells everyone to eat, and we see Abraham start to choke and the white stuff come out of his mouth. Come back to a nice little shot of rat poison. And we clearly know mom has poisoned them. She says, we're all going to die together. We're all going to go to, what'd she say? Something about the heaven. They will enter heaven together. And Sam's telling them, no, don't eat it, Elijah. But she's forcing Elijah to eat it. And just as Elijah's about to eat it, Magda throws a spoon. She throws all the dishes out of the way so they can't eat. At this point, the mom has now stabbed Elijah. She's killed her own son. That is definitely not going to get you in heaven. Stabbing your own child. Because he didn't do anything wrong.
I can't believe how brainwashed he was, too. Still he trying was just to eat.
Trying to, follow mom's orders. And Magda then, because mom has pointed the knife at Magda, Magda's able to control her enough to turn the knife onto herself. Yeah. Did you want her to kill her mother or no?
No, I didn't want her to kill her mother.
You didn't?
No.
Why?
I wanted her mother to be arrested like she was and thrown in jail and then sit there and think about her sins.
Well, she's going to be messed up in jail repeating all these words.
This entire scene was so intense. It was so hard to take notes while we were watching because it was just, oh my God, what are they going to do? What's happening now?
You didn't want to miss anything, so we would have to pause to write notes and then watch it because otherwise you'd miss something happening that they weren't saying out loud.
It was good.
A cursory glance. It was great. It was a great episode. Mm-hmm. It's seriously one of my favorite episodes right now, as scary and dark as it is. She doesn't end up turning the knife on herself. Sam tells her to stop. And the next scene we see is mom being arrested and repeating all these words and telling her once again that she's the devil while Magda sits in the ambulance. And Beth, the social worker's there, saying that Magda's going to go live with her aunt in California. There's wide open spaces. She'll have her own, be able to be on her own.
Yeah.
And Dean admits sometimes a person needs space. And we all rejoiced because he actually is taking Sam's.
And it wasn't just a line. He actually understands it. He gets it. He
gets it now.
Because just like he needs to work it out, so does mom.
Yeah, the scene was very intense. Oh, it was crazy. Magda talks to Sam, and once again, he tells her about the power. Don't let the power control you. You control it.
It was so sweet to see him console her so
exactly.
Well.
And feel like he handled the situation correctly, and we do know that Beth gave Dean her personal cell phone and he thought it was kind of hot. Mm-hmm. And Sam was right about mom taking space and time. Dean admits it. And I knew this was going to happen. He got the text. She said that her phone had died and she couldn't get a charger. She's good. And that she'll always be mom.
That was really cute. Made my heart flutter for them. Because, you know, she is. She always got
chills.
I know. She'll always be mom.
She'll always be mama. And
I thought the whole thing was over at this point because we usually end on, the boys driving off and baby.
No, I wasn't prepared for that to be the end.
Oh, I was like, this is a great ending. I'm really happy right now. Mom texted back.
This is what I thought was going to happen. So we see the bus stopping in Missouri on the way to Santa Cruz.
Why did she take a bus? She's just been through a lot of stuff. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't be heading on a bus yet. She'd be, maybe in the hospital, police questioning, whatever. They're figuring that out. And then can somebody just go with her, drive her, something like
it's
that.
Child Protective Services, they don't have time for that, nor do they have the manpower for it, nor do they have the money
but
for
it. But
she's
supposed to be dead, and she's actually been alive all these years.
That's a really good point. Yes.
On her own,
she's
on a bus?
She's been technically dead, yeah. Mm-mm. Okay, I agree with that. Well, apparently she takes this bus to Santa Cruz, in which this was what I thought was going to happen. I thought that she was going to go off on her own and, like, kill somebody at the bus stop and not get on the bus to go back to Santa Cruz.
Oh.
But she was going to stop, and it was going to kind of be like a Kate situation where she kind of disappears and we're going to come back to her, circle
right.
back later on.
Or, like, she just didn't, you know, get back on. Mm-hmm. She didn't, maybe didn't hurt anybody but just decided to stay.
I don't know, but I was believing something was going to happen. Definitely didn't believe we'd see this motorcycle show up. Certainly didn't think that we were going to see him put a silencer on a gun and go and shoot her.
Mr. Ketch.
Mr. Ketch has done, he's cleaned up after the Winchester's mess because they couldn't finish the job.
This is blowing my mind because this is exactly what they said that, you know, the American Hunters are doing, the boys have been doing, is just they let monsters go if they don't feel like they're complete monsters. Like, they just, you know, they think the scale's not black and white when the British Men of Letters think it's black and white. But the boys see somewhere in the middle, and they have friends that have been monsters, you know? We've had, what's his name, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they befriend them. They see a different side of them. Some of them are good. Some of them can be good. But these British Men of Letters are like, no, they're all bad. They need to be stopped.
Some people are, I read a really great quote the other day. I pinned it to my Pinterest, where it said, like, there are good people in the world. There are bad people in the world. There are some people that don't understand what they're doing is bad. But evil. Evil is completely different because evil is evil to the core. This girl is not evil.
Yeah.
She's troubled. She was a teenager that was, you know,
yeah.
whatever. She's not evil to the core. I don't think Benny was evil to the core.
No.
He did do good. He did help at times.
Yeah. And I feel like Magda could have controlled her mind now that she knows.
I mean,
she would have gotten there.
Do you think if Mr. Ketch sees Crowley, he's going to kill Crowley?
He's
Crowley's bad.
Crowley would not allow it.
How?
Are you scared of Mr. Ketch that much?
I'm not scared of Mr. Ketch, but I have a feeling that their agenda is, well, we know their agenda is certainly not in line with Sam and Dean's, and I think this is going to prove bad news for them. And I hope that Sam and Dean find out that Magda never made it. I hope they find that out and find out that she was killed. And not that they're going to, I don't think they're going to try and solve this mystery. Mm-hmm. I think it'll come out later on when Mr. Ketch does end
right.
up catching up with them.
So is Mr. Ketch out to kill the boys, or is he just following them and seeing what they're doing for now and then possibly eliminate them?
I think this is all research.
Okay.
Let's talk about some predictions.
All right.
Because we've got next week coming up with a cursed watch killing people. Maybe people are ashes and bones.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You get the feeling Mr. Ketch will catch up with Cass and Crowley and try to kill them. Robina! You know what I'm thinking. I know, right? I'm worried that Mr. Ketch right now is tailing the boys to see how they're leaving situations. If they are leaving a mess, aka Magda, in the situation, he's going to kill them. And take notes of this. So halfway through the season, when they meet up finally, he's going to say, you left this person, this person, this person, and look what they did. And now...
And I killed them all,
mm-hmm.
is what he's going to say.
Yep. And so they're going to know then that when they hear that Magda never made it, this was the guy that did it. So then they're going to be seeking vengeance against him.
That's good. I agree with you on that. So let me ask you this then. I think maybe next week is another one of those Monster of the Week episodes. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's going to be a Magda situation, or do you think the boys are going to have to eliminate whatever's going on?
I feel like we may hear something very, like a cursory type thing where they mention that trying to find out about Magda and Magda's didn't make it and they're confused. And then they come back to it later, or maybe they do that in the next episode. I definitely think it's going to be like a typical, like this episode this week that didn't
Yeah, but do you think he's going to end up killing whatever is attacking, you know, next week? Whatever the bad guy is next week, do you think they're going to end up killing him? Or do you think it's going to be, oh, we see a nice side of you, or you had it all wrong in your head, here's how to live, and then let them on their way, and then Mr. Ketch has to go clean up again?
I think it's going to be a ghost next week, so it's going to be easy to kill, so I think they'll kill it like they did 2 weeks ago with the dolls. Right.
Okay.
And because Mr. Ketch didn't have to come and clean up that mess because they killed the spirit that was haunting all those kids. And he was still, I think he was still tailing them then, because he showed up 3 weeks ago when we had Ruth and Catherine in here.
Yeah.
That was the episode that he showed up in. We saw him putting on his gloves, and then we saw the tattoo again today. So I think this next week, they're going to clean everything up. And then the following week, it's going to be the same thing. I don't even think we're going to see Crowley and Cass this next episode. I think we're going to wait another week to see them.
When are we going to see his face, Mr. Ketch?
Not for a long time. I would say not even till mid-season.
I want to know what he looks like.
I'm sure we can probably IMDb it. Oh, yeah. I don't want to know.
No, yeah.
I don't want to know. I don't want to see what he looks like. I don't want to know who he is. He could be a famous actor and it wouldn't matter. Like, I want to be surprised when I see him. I'm not going to, like, I don't want it to be a spoiler for me.
Yeah, but I want to see if he's got crazy eyes.
Well, you should look.
I might look it up.
Do you have any other predictions?
No, for... I think I'm excited about this season with this. The British Men of Letters. I love it.
Me too. I really love this episode, as scary and creepy as it was.
It was good. It was really a nightmare.
It was. I feel like it's 11:55, 11:56 right now, and I feel like invigorated because this episode was just so wild.
They showed a little bit of his face in the dark, but we couldn't really see it.
But you could. I can't tell you what color his eyes are.
Yeah, I want to see his eyes.
Brad
Pitt is Ketch. That's hilarious.
Yes. his hands are way too tan to be Brad Pitt, right? Plot twist. Throw that in there. All right, Katie, where can everyone find you to chat with you this week about Supernatural and all fun things?
Yeah, you guys can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for watching and joining us in the chat. And we'll see you guys next week. Sleep tight.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.